Thanks. There was a good news aspect to this meeting. There was no name calling. So that's progress. We are going to meet in the morning in the House. The House will adjourn in the morning and adjourn until Monday. Aside from that, it was a wide-ranging discussion with really a lot of things. Nothing really so significant that I would offer a report.
What happened to the special session every single day?
Strange things happen in the land of the midnight sun. Just remember that.
It's an animal song?
It's an old poem.
That applies to the Senate to us.
The Catholic school, if you remember. So there's really not a lot to walk today. Budget, gaming, education, health care. You've heard it all before.
But is it any closer to education?
I think we're getting down to the end of the month. That's right. Getting down to the end of the month.
And do you think literally it's or by the time the temporary budget expires? Do you see this being resolved by the time the temporary budget expires?
Well, I would certainly hope so. It's a very wide-ranging discussion. I wouldn't put a lot of hope on it. I'm not going to offer that kind of thing.
In your interview on Fox this morning, you think that there might be some...
Is that the word?
Embargo?
Embargo? Maybe it is, but
some logic just got out. But you suggested, or it sounded like you suggested there might be a resolution in a couple of weeks tied to, you know, this end of the month issue. Do you think Senator Watson thinks that a shutdown might be what it takes to get this thing resolved?
I would repeat what Senator Watson said. There are people in all caucuses who are saying no more 30-day budgets. No more 30-day budgets. Those people probably have not contemplated what they would do if they were a leader. I mean, it's the fifth day of August. Paychecks are not coming out. So I would just say, I would hope that the end of the spending authority at the end of the month will move people to a resolution.
And this idea of the governors that, hey, why would you set a budget that kicks in January 1st and do it with that Republicans? Is that feasible to you?
I cannot understand how that could be done. That was an interesting comment. I don't understand how that happens. I think we need spending authority from now until January 1, and it will require 71-36 from now until January 1.
Last weekend, House members are pretty...
Strange things in the line of the midnight sun.
Last weekend, House members are pretty upset about the fact that the governors and the House members are able to go on what time the session just has to every weekend until some time. Now the governor doesn't seem to be making those threats. In your view, is it becoming more reasonable over the process of getting the budget?
Well, I think you should give credit to his current schedule, Senator Jones.
He didn't want to be here on Sunday, or his members didn't want to be here on Sunday?
I would just say I should give credit to Senator Jones.
Do you see that as a positive sign?
I do. Senator Jones actually called me Mike today.
Thanks, everybody.
Did he call the Republican at all today? Or a Democrat?
We'll be here tomorrow morning.
Senate is scheduled for Sunday.
You guys are supposed to be there.
Yes, and we will.
He went out, yeah.
Oh, okay. He's coming back.
Thanks.
High class of that.